Hello and welcome to another episode of the Yang Gang podcast. I'm your host, as always, Evan Schaub, here with my co-host,
Connor Maybon. It's nice joining everybody.
And we are here today with our first interview, our first guest, and I think it's a pretty good one. His name is Seth Cohen. He started the Humanity Forward Super PAC, and he's just a pretty cool guy overall. So we're going to have some questions for him, and we'll hope you guys will get we'll get a little bit more informed about the Yang campaign, and he'll answer some of our questions. How are you doing today, Seth?
I am very well and excited to be here. I didn't know I was your first ever interview. I am honored.
This is true. Yes, it's a special episode. Yes, historic for the Yang Gang podcast.
Historic in many ways. So, Seth, why don't you just start out by telling us a little bit about who you are and kind of why you started this?
Sure. So my background is in media. I think 99% of the grassroots Yang Gang movement has no political experience whatsoever. Maybe a couple people phone banked for Bernie in 2016, but that's about it. My background is in media. I have done a lot of non-scripted and documentary towards the social good type things and some nonprofit type things. I've been involved in starting nonprofits related to media and media messaging. And so that's my, day job. I am also just a concerned citizen, a very, very, very concerned citizen. And back at the beginning of the year, when I realized Andrew really had a shot at this, I decided that there was nothing better I could be doing with my time or life than helping him make sure we get this dude to the White House. It just kind of seemed silly to me at that point to take some other media job when I am very concerned about our future and don't believe we have 5 more years to wait for a new leader. So I jumped in full force. I got involved with the Southern California network of Yang Gangs. I started the SoCal Yang Gang literally about a week after. The SoCal Yang Gang is kind of an umbrella that we try to bring all the various SoCal Yang Gangs together under one roof and start getting them actually organizing and doing more than just posting on Facebook. Very early on in that, we got reached out from HQ, and they were coming to LA in 3 weeks to hold a rally. And with my media background, holding a rally didn't seem all that intimidating to me. So I jumped on that with a bunch of really dedicated, awesome Southern California Yang Gang members. Shout out to the SoCal Yang Gang. And we threw an awesome rally. And I didn't know this, but literally the day before, I found out that I was speaking at that rally. Which in when they told me, it was a little nerve-wracking, but turned out to be obviously a super honor and an amazing experience. And people up to me after and thanked me, and it was just awesome. So
what was it like? What was it like being near Andrew Yang?
Well, it's funny. I was both planning and hosting this rally and then speaking at the rally. I think I saw Andrew less than anyone else because I was working. Even afterwards, most of the volunteers went and hung out with him and got their pictures taken and stuff, but I was still working. So, but I went to there was a private fundraiser later that night, and I got to hear him speak privately and meet with him briefly. And, as we all know, and it comes across very obviously when you see him and hear him talk, this guy actually cares about human beings, right? And
what exactly got you attracted to him? What was the first thing that really caught your attention with Andrew Yang?
Well, I'm even though I work in media, I geek out on science and futurism and all this kind of stuff. I do lots of reading and so I know what's coming, and I think a lot of people in this movement do as well, although maybe the general public doesn't know yet. And actually, I shouldn't say what's coming. It's already here.
So, and we're talking about artificial intelligence, automation of the labor force in this country.
I would say yes, but also the whole thing. You know, he as we know, he's not a one-trick pony. UBI, automation, that is an existential threat. But so is the environment. So is the dysfunction in Washington, the hatred that permeates our country at this point. You know, we got a lot of problems. Automation is obviously a big one, but whenever Andrew's asked about it, he says that the environment is a, you know, right there with automation. And you, both things could end life on Earth as we know it.
Yeah, very true.
You know, we don't need to go dark with it, but yeah, it's existential and it's real and it's now. And so I was conscious of all this stuff, and I was somewhat conscious of Andrew, but I didn't think that this person who no one in the world has ever heard of really and has never been in politics had any chance. Then obviously early this year, I think it was February, he started popping a little. For me, it was actually a Reddit Ask Me Anything.
Interesting.
It wasn't my first experience, you know, my first exposure to Andrew, but like, it's what tipped me over. I was just reading through this, and here's this guy. Not only is he taking the time to actually respond to pretty much as many people as he possibly could, and not only the people who were like, yay, Andrew, but also the people that were like seriously questioning him and different policies. And he took his time, and he wasn't rude, and he wasn't defensive. He just tried to explain himself and explain what was going on. And answer after answer after answer was like, whoa, yeah, this guy, this is what we're talking about.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
So by the end of reading that, I was in. I think the next day, I had to rejoin Facebook for sure. I'm not a Facebook fan, but I rejoined just for the campaign and joined all the SoCal Yang, you know, Southern California Yang gangs. Very quickly realized that there wasn't at this early time much going on other than like internet sharing of memes and maybe some articles. Mm-hmm. But me and a couple other guys, and girls and women and people of all types got together and pulled Southern California together and really got the SoCal Yang Gang operating as a unit, which, you know, we're very proud nice. Of.
And, yeah. And now you're setting out to start a super PAC. Is that correct?
Well, we have started a super PAC. Well, excuse me. The word super PAC does not exist anywhere in our country's law books or anywhere else. We are an independent expenditure committee, also known as a political action committee. Mm-hmm. And yes, commonly known as a super PAC. But, you know, I think a lot of people have some negative connotations around the word super PAC or even independent expenditure committee. And I will include myself in that. I do not believe super PAC should exist. I do not believe that people and corporations should be able to make unlimited donations.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about that. So for the people who don't know, because you're in this world all the time now. So why is it that political campaigns have to start super PACs? Are there limits? Are there limits on individual donations, things like that? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. There are no limits for a super PAC, which is gross, right? It's gross. But it's how the game is played today. Ever since Citizens United and a couple other related pieces of legislation, this is legal. And this is what the opposition is doing. And by opposition, I'm not talking about left and right, right? This is Democrats. This is Republicans. This is everyone. This is our system. And it's a broken system, but it's our system right now. And, you know, in the same way that Andrew Yang says, let's not vilify Amazon for not paying their taxes. They hire the best lawyers and accountants, and they're just doing their job. Let's talk about Washington, because it's Washington's fault, and Washington needs to create a tax code that makes it so Amazon has to pay their taxes. Well, this is the system right now. Super PACs exist, and if Andrew doesn't have one, he's going to be behind the eight ball. one thing to be very clear, the definition of a super PAC is, again, we're an independent expenditure committee. We can raise and spend unlimited sums in attempt to help Andrew because we support Andrew. What we can't do is have any coordination with HQ. But let's just look at the reality of the situation here. In 2016, Hillary Clinton and her related PACs, super PACs, 501c4s, and all these other types of government organizations raised about $1.2 billion and then came up short. I mean, that's debatable, but the fact is she's not our president today. So
is that where it has to go these days with politics? It's reaching the billions now. Is that the new normal?
I mean, I believe that Andrew's running a really smart, dynamic campaign, and he's doing more with less. So maybe he doesn't need $1.2 billion. And again, reminder that Hillary's campaign did not have $1.2. That was her campaign plus all the related groups. But I think Andrew's going to need, at the very least, a couple $100 million to get through this, either through HQ or through other related groups. And last time I checked, he's raised approximately $10 million total. Now, what Andrew has done so far is truly miraculous, right? He's come out of nowhere, and he's already polling ahead in prediction markets, et cetera, of probably like, 20 better-known politicians, including mayors and congressmen and people that have reputations. So what he's already done is truly miraculous. But at the end of the day, he's only raised $10 million. And in 2016, there were numerous $10 million checks written. So that means one person sat down at their desk, took out a pen and their checkbook, and they wrote a check. And in that one check, they raised that candidate raised more, or sorry, that would have been a super PAC, not the candidate, but you know, the super PAC supporting the candidate raised more than Andrew has total in the year plus that he's been doing this.
Oh man.
And so, and that's a real problem, you know, for Andrew's campaign, but also for our country and our government, right? When we have, right. Andrew's had, I don't remember, it was 130,000 individual donors like a couple months ago. I don't even know what it's at now. But when one individual and their checkbook can overrule those 150,000 Americans, that's a real problem. But that's our system. And so until Andrew wins and we get Citizens United overturned, this is how the game is played. And we need to go out there and raise tens of millions of dollars and get this man to the White House.
Right. So one of the things I think you're talking about is that how, although this has started as a grassroots movement for basically to win, it can't necessarily stay that way. It can in terms of maybe some of the policies and some of the excitement that got it there. But simply put, we need to raise more money for this campaign in any way that we can. And until we do so, it's just going to be very hard.
So, I agree with you with what you're basically saying, although I'll disagree that it can't remain grassroots. Okay, so the day I started a super PAC, I didn't like lose my moral compass, right?
Yeah.
I'm still Yang Gang, and I still believe in the Yang Gang values. And so just because we started a super PAC, and that super PACs can do some nefarious things because these rules were designed by political insiders for other political insiders to take advantage of the system, that doesn't mean we have to do it that way. And so what we're doing is we're taking those same instruments that the political insiders put in place for each other, and we're turning it over to the grassroots. And so the grassroots isn't going away. The grassroots is the strength of this campaign, and the grassroots needs to grow. But what the grassroots does need, and again, when I say grassroots, what I really mean is the Yang Gang.
Yeah.
What it really needs is some like structure and some organization and yes, some funding, more than some, a lot. So you guys are in the community here. You know that it is scattered and disorganized. There is so many amazing projects going on. in, like this one right here, and a couple other podcasts, numerous web series, endless Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts. We have people creating like really cool tech stuff. There's an Alexa Skillshare. There's chatbots. There's all these things being created, but the average person, even like people that are kind of high up or have been really involved in the grassroots of this movement, don't even know half these projects exist. And so that's a problem. And then more so than that, the actual Yang gangs all over the country are trying to go out and do tabling and canvassing and hold events, but they don't have the supplies that they need to do so effectively. HQ has, again, only raised about $10 million total. Other candidates have probably spent that much just on merch and brochures and stuff to distribute to their network. So what we have is we have people not only volunteering their time, but also, like, you know, using their own home printer to like print out flyers and stuff, and that's all great. It's amazing, really. It's amazing, but it's not sustainable. These people are going to run out of steam between now and the general election, when we really need them to be picking up steam between now and the general election. And so, we need to fulfill that need. And HQ, you know, hopefully they can at some point. Hopefully the money starts rolling in. But in the meantime, we're going to do our best to step up to that. So that's part of it. And then to the first part I was saying there, with all these amazing YouTube channels and other artists and media creators and technology creators, excuse me, we just need to get them all talking to each other and working together and on the same page and cross promoting all their projects. And that's free, right? All that takes is us coordinating, talking to each other, maybe creating Slack channels or, you know, email chains, et cetera, so people can actually coordinate.
For sure. For sure. One thing just I wanted to say quickly for perspective is John Ossoff in the Georgia 6th last year raised about $30 million just for that House election, also in a losing effort. So that's three times what Yang has actually raised, which is pretty crazy just to kind of give some perspective on
one, money in politics.
Right, and how successful this campaign has already been with so little. And I think if we were to get just more, we just need more just to get this message out to more people, I think it could really go a long way.
And to do that, we need to do better in uniting all of these scattered parts that are all in support of Andrew Yang. We need to funnel it more into one channel, one voice. And with that, it can be louder and heard.
For sure. So the way we see it is that Andrew's running a political campaign and he needs to worry about debates and he needs to worry about delegates and all that kind of stuff.
And Donald Trump.
Yeah, very much so. And we, they just don't, at least at this time, have the bandwidth to take this on, right? The Yang Gang is too widespread and disorganized for HQ to really, really bring any order to it. So if we can help with that, then I think that alone would be a huge win.
What are some ways that we can do that? I know we're actually doing that right now with this podcast, in an effort to do that. But what are some other ways that people out there can kind of help in that? Bring to some solutions to it.
For sure. I mean, well, you know, organizationally, we're in the process of just reaching out to all these people. And if there's anyone out there working on some really awesome stuff and you want to point it out to us, please do. But we're working to get all these people talking, first of all, which again is free and simple, and it's just communication, and that's going to help a lot. Moving beyond that, we're looking to create a kind of a like a media first microsite and some kind of like humanity media collective, if you will. You know, that's not going to be the name, but you get the idea. And all these people will retain their own projects. We're, you know, we don't need to usurp anyone, but we're just going to provide personal support and coordination. And, you know, simply the act of all the YouTube channels just linking to each other would be a huge win. Of course, this campaign is so young and new that most of these channels haven't had time to build up, you know, large audiences. So we're very pocketed all over. And if we could literally just start linking to each other, that would be helpful. But yeah, within hopefully not very long, we're going to create a media first site and start aggregating this content. We're also reaching out to the tech people that are working on, you know, there's lots of great independent websites that are being fed by really impressive APIs, things like yanglinks.com, freedom-dividend.com. These are really powerful sites that the average person, even in the Yang Gang, doesn't know exist. And if the average person in the Yang Gang doesn't know it exists, the average American certainly doesn't know it exists. And it's our job.
Good point.
As a movement and as, you know, the fund here, to make sure that every American that is interested or even just curious can find these things really easily without having to dig.
Yeah. So I know you guys
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know you guys currently have a system set up where I believe that you guys are the first super PAC to actually accept Bitcoin. You can correct me on that. And two, that you are accepting US dollar donations starting what is tomorrow, Thursday, the 15th of August. Is that true?
Tomorrow is the beginning of our USD fundraising drive. We're the only political action committee, I believe, supporting a presidential candidate at this time that accepts Bitcoin. We're not the first ever. But yeah, so obviously Andrew is the 21st century candidate and has numerous initiatives and policies as it pertains to cryptocurrency and blockchain, smart contracts, all these things. He wants to work with the community to figure out how to regulate these things before they get ahead of us. So, you know, we've all lived through the social media situation where we didn't try to regulate anything and we just let social media run wild. And now we're backtracking and saying, well, maybe this wasn't, you know, maybe we need to figure this out. Anyway, Andrew wants to get ahead of it with crypto and blockchain. These are major technological advances that are coming down the pike and will have an effect on the average citizen's life very soon. So it just made sense to us to launch the fund with our Bitcoin drive. And there's a lot of people in that community who are really excited about Andrew, and rightfully so. I mean, he's, in my mind, and I only speak for myself, he's the only candidate currently running that truly understands any of this technology. He was advocating for these technologies before he even decided to run for president, probably before he even thought about running for president. So they're not just talking points for him. And I don't see any other candidate who's gonna work with the crypto community or the blockchain community to move it forward. I just don't see that.
I like what you said, that he's a 21st century candidate. We're operating with too antiquated a system that needs to adapt to what are changes that are coming rapidly. I mean, they're already here, but they're only going to get more so at a more accelerated pace. And we need someone who, I mean, his campaign, you can hear it in his language. It's just a very lean, it's a lean machine, to, you know, be cliche with it. You hear him talk and it's just right to the point, right to the issues that truly matter.
Yeah, it's inspiring, right?
Yes, it is.
So I do. Let me just circle back a little, because I know a lot of people, including myself, are really skeptical of super PACs. So I want to add a couple more things on that topic. First of all, we'd like to be the last ever super PAC, right? Hopefully, we're going to get Andrew elected, and then we're going to spend actual money advocating for our own destruction.
Nice way to put it.
I also, you know, like I said, it's a, historically, this is a political insider thing. Closed back rooms, decision-making, multimillionaires, kind of stamping their opinion on the American political system. We're turning that on its head. Super PACs are typically top-down, as are, you know, American politics and even our economy. Andrews wants to build a trickle-up economy. We want to build a trickle-up super PAC. So instead of a bunch of political insiders in a back room, we're turning this over to the Yang Gang, to the grassroots movement. We literally have a propose button on our website, which I do believe, and I don't quote me on this, but I do believe that is historic and the first time a super PAC has ever allowed just the general public to suggest ideas and then actually execute those ideas. So we're trying to do this different. And again, super PACs should not exist, but they do. We got to play the game.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting and very symbolic of the campaign as a whole. I know I saw a tweet by Andrew Yang, I think back in March, where he said, the plan is to tell the truth and to listen to reason. And that's the whole plan. Man. And I think that that what you're just saying, like having a propose button, just getting the best idea is very symbolic of what this whole campaign is about. It's not where the idea comes from. It's about whether or not that that idea would be the best for the most people, right? So yeah, I think that's super interesting. What, I guess my next question was, what is it, we've already kind of asked about what people can do, but what would you say to people to kind of inspire them to donate or to give or to someone who hasn't listened or isn't already an Andrew Yang supporter? What would you say to them about why you believe in him so much?
Yeah, well, okay. There, I think there was three different questions.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No one that's not an Andrew Yang supporter is listening to us right now. maybe they'll find it in the future or in a time capsule somewhere. But so to those people, we are going to reach out to them in many, many different ways. You know, through social media, through new media, you know, Facebook ads, etc., through grassroots, through putting brochures in the hands of the Yang Gangs all over the country so they can literally go and hand them out to people and have conversations. We have some major initiatives planned. I think one of the things that Andrew has just done so brilliantly, like, again, he's only raised $10 million, and somehow he is out-competing people that have raised way more. He's just getting a ridiculous high return on his investments, right? So let's talk about an example. We all know about the Twitter UBI challenge where he was looking for a new UBI recipient and you had to retweet him and become friends with him. So that cost him $12,000. There are other candidates who have spent up to close to $1 million just on Twitter advertising, literally just on Twitter advertising, and have got less results than Andrew did for 12K, which is staggering, right? So let's scale that up. And we're going to be announcing the formal details of an initiative very soon where we're going to take that and we're going to multiply it by 51. That's 50 states and Puerto Rico. And in the same way that Andrew spent 12K and ended up with many millions of dollars worth of earned advertising through media, as well as new Twitter followers and Twitter retweets, etc., there's an acquisition cost to Twitter followers. It's usually, I think last time I checked, it was like $3. So Andrew blew that out of the water with his 12,000. Anyway, so imagine if we, instead of 12,000, we spend 612,000, 51 states, and we multiply that couple million dollars worth of promotional, free promotion by 51. So now we're talking about, you know, 50, 100, $200 million worth of impressions, and we're only going to spend $612,000. Now, $612,000 is a lot of money. Let's not mince, you know, let's not joke. But in 2019, in the American political system, it's couch change. A traditional campaign on a TV campaign would cost you millions of dollars. Again, candidates have spent up to $1 million just on Twitter. Hillary and her supporting group spent $1.2 billion and didn't get the job done. So when you look at these numbers, $612,000 is a very small number, and we're going to start helping 51 Americans and one, 50 Americans, one Puerto Rico who is a future American, hopefully, and their families. So not just those 51 people, but many other people, their loved ones and families. And in the same way that Andrew, you know, has diagnosed, like, we don't need to spend more money on this program or that program or whatever, or we don't need to spend $1 million on Twitter ads. We need to put the money in the American people's hands. It's their money. They are responsible for building the greatest, richest country in the history of the world. But we're suffering. The Americans are suffering. You know, the Yang Gang understands this, but maybe the general public doesn't. We constantly hear on the news and from our politicians how our GDP is going up and up and up, and how supposedly our unemployment rates are the best they've been in for however long. But, you know, obviously that's not taking into account people that have just given up and aren't in the workforce anymore. And it doesn't include the vast amount of people who are now in the gig economy. And those people have no protection. They have no health care. They have nothing. And so we need to start getting money into Americans' hands. And we're going to start. We don't need to wait for Andrew to become president to do that. We're going to start hopefully next week.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite policy of his, be it like democracy dollars? Maybe it's the freedom dividend. Is there anything specific that is just your favorite?
I mean, to me, it all boils down to what has become known as humanity first, which, you know, is a lot about human-centered capitalism. I think what it, for me, it is that I honestly believe that this guy cares about me, and he cares about my family, and he cares about you, and he cares about your family, and he damn well cares about America. So I said I had that speech at the rally. Even though I only had 24 hours notice, I think it went all right. I don't know. Other people might have.
Sure.
But the one thing that bummed me out after is that I said everything I wanted to say except my very favorite line that I really wanted to say. So I'll give it to you now. I went through all kinds of different reasons to support Andrew, including that he actually gives a damn about me. But then the bottom line for me, and this isn't a policy, this is all his policies. This man wants to literally redefine how we value human life in this country. And that's really freaking inspiring. We have all these other candidates who are trying to fix this system or fix that system, because every system in America needs fixing. Our education, our healthcare, our government, our every system, our transportation.
But it's antiquated.
We can't one by one try to fix these broken systems if we don't get to the underlying issue. And the underlying issue here is that we've built a society that puts corporations at the center. We need to build a new society where humans are the center of the universe. And it's that simple. And then once you do that, fixing our education system and our healthcare system and our government, that will be so much easier and actually possible.
For sure. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up here soon. Before we go, did you have any specific groups that people listening to this could kind of look to, any specific people that you kind of want to give a shout out to and kind of praise their work?
Sure. I mean, there's so many, and I'm going to forget a whole bunch. I've literally in the last couple of weeks spent hours on the phone with all these, and each call is so inspiring, right? It's so amazing to hear these people's stories and why they're doing this, etc. But yeah, I mean, I mentioned those two websites before. I think they're both really great assets that I would love more people to know exist, and that is yanglinks.com and freedom-dividend.com. You know, there's the podcast. You guys are doing amazing work. There's Nerds for Yang. There's Moving Forward. There's the YouTube channels, including Padgett-Kadgy. There's American Job Factory. Of course, everyone loves Fred the Felon. Shout out to Fred the Felon. And more, you know, on more of a personal level, like for the last 3 months, there's been a really dedicated group putting this all together. The Super PAC, or whatever you want to call it, Humanity Forward. And I really appreciate all the work they're doing. I don't want to sound how I'm about to sound, but we all feel like we're trying to save the world here, and this is our moment. Andrew's our unicorn, and if it's not now, I don't know when it's ever gonna be.
And we couldn't agree more. We just want to thank you very much for coming on to the podcast and sharing your thoughts and sharing what you're doing for the Andrew campaign and the Yang Gang. And we look forward to talking with you again.
Awesome. We are humanityfwd.org. Please check us out, and you'll be hearing from us very soon.
Yeah.
Great.
And donations, US dollar donations, open up tomorrow, which by the time you're listening to this is probably today. So if you have the time or the ability, please donate. If you have the time to spend some time on the phone, to spread the message, please do so. And Seth, I just want to say thank you for coming on. You are the first guest. I think it went well. And yeah, I look forward to talking to you again and just keeping this momentum going. So we're still very early on, and we're gonna keep pushing. So
awesome, guys. And thank you for your service to this movement. Like, every single person really matters, and we're gonna win this thing.
Yes, we are. We appreciate that. All right. It's all the Yang Gang fans.
And let's end it the way we end every episode, Connor. So it's not left.
It's not right.
It's forward.
Forward.
All right, guys.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.